The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here. Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
It's the Share Funny podcast. Sponsored by Paul Davis. You have any needs whatsoever, whether your home is hit by flood, whether your home is hit by fire, tornado, whatever the case may be. If you've got home damage, Paul Davis can take care of it. Clean up, repair, all of it. acetj.com/Paul Davis. acetj.com/Paul Davis. Paul, love it. I am always interested and fascinated by what people are willing to share with us on the Ace and TJ Show. Now, we keep them anonymous, but we can, 9 times out of 10, when we're not, unless we're talking to them on the phone, we can see who they are. And during the radio show today, we were discussing what we called crossing paths. When you encounter someone that you've had an encounter with previously, and it's just kind of weird, whether it was a guy you were going out with, and you threw up in his car, and 3 years later, you run into him somewhere else, whatever the case might be, and it's just kind of odd. For example, a lady said she went to jury duty, and there in the jury box was the woman with whom her husband had had an affair. Super uncomfortable.
Slut.
We got one. This lady said, please keep me anonymous. I went home with a couple after a night out. Years later, I went to a friend's wedding and was with a boyfriend. We sit down at our assigned table, and the couple is sitting at the table. The wife spent the entire night asking if she's met me before. Of course, I said, I don't think so.
Mm. She knew.
She definitely.
See, the wife knew?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women always know.
That's crazy, though.
But you're not going to say that in front of the boyfriend, probably.
No.
You want to keep that a secret from the boyfriend?
Yeah, I would say so. He's like, who am I dating? You little freak. That turn you off if you found out the guy you were hooked up with a couple?
Yeah. He hooked up with the couple?
Yeah.
I don't know if I don't think I would like that.
You don't think you would like that?
No. Okay.
But guys probably don't care as much.
Would you not date her anymore then?
No.
Riggins?
No. But I'd be like, that was weird. I mean, it is odd behavior, but yeah, it wouldn't make me go, oh, you're bad or like, undateable.
That it's different for a girl, though, I think.
Because of the guy?
Yeah. I don't think I would like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if it's a girl-girl-guy, then, of course, any guy would be like, yeah, that's cool.
Like, yeah, I just feel like that's an unlikely scenario.
Yeah.
We're two girls, but we just want to bring you in.
I've seen that video.
Mm-hmm. So... and I know it's double standard. I know, but whatever.
You're the one putting the double standard.
I know.
Yeah, I mean, you did it.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I own it.
Yeah. So you'd find out if a guy was like, "Hey, look, I think I hooked up with that couple one time." You'd be like, you hooked up with the couple? Okay, we're done."
I would ask him like, "Yeah." Well, maybe I would ask him a few more questions,
yeah,
like
you
details,
would want to know,
but yeah, I want to know exactly how. Did that happen?
Yeah, okay. This lady said, keep me anonymous, please. I volunteered to clean a house for a friend in anticipation of the friend's mother passing. The family was coming in to say their goodbyes, and I wasn't paying any attention to them. I took a break and joined some of the family on the back porch and was introduced to the family who was out there. Turns out I'd had a one-night stand with one of the cousins that was there, and I hadn't even noticed. We acknowledged each other without speaking. We don't see each other often, but we're cool with each other.
Hey.
Oh, we're cool.
Cousins. They weren't cousins, though, right?
No, they weren't cousins. She just... He was one of the cousins who was there at the house.
Yeah, little, that's not that weird.
Give it a nod.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Very nice to meet you.
Yeah.
And you both look at each other like, yep.
Nice to meet you. Wink, wink. Yeah. Oh, that's so awkward, though.
All right, Alexis. You go to a wedding, and you're seated at the table... And you're with your date. And he says, hey, just so you know, the girl across the table, and I I hooked up with her a long time ago before I ever knew you.
Mm-hmm.
Does that change anything for you? Is that weird at all?
No, now I'm going to start making out with him in front of her.
Oh, okay.
Claim your prize. Right.
Yep.
What about like if he looks around and goes, oh, just there's like three girls here that I was with.
I'm be like, you a hoe.
She's like, we're at the library. How's that even possible?
So researchers just showed 1,000 college students a list of 40 different ways to flirt and ask which ones they think are most effective. It depends on two things. What you're looking for, and are you flirting with a man or a woman? If you're trying to attract a woman, the best thing you can do is make her laugh. Women rank that number one, whether the person hitting on them is looking for something serious or just a one-night stand. Humor is also the way to go if you're trying to attract a serious boyfriend. But if you just want a fling, here's a shocker. The best strategy for women is to just be upfront and tell him that you just want a fling.
Yeah, that always works.
Shockingly. Yeah.
Duh.
Shockingly, you tell a college guy you just want to hook up and have a fling, and he seems to be into that.
Mm.
Yeah, here are the top three flirting techniques for men and women, depending on what you're looking for. If you're looking for a girlfriend, make her laugh, spend time with her, be interested in what she says.
Ugh. Never mind.
Pass.
If you just want to hook up, make her laugh, smile a lot, and be upfront about it, that you're just looking to hang out, have a good time, hook up. If you want a boyfriend, make him laugh, be interested in what he says, and spend time with him. Or if you just want to fool around, tell him that, kiss him, and quote, rub up against him.
Kiss
quote.
Him.
Yeah. Rub up against him like a
like
animal.
A cat.
Yeah.
I'm going to go rub myself.
A weasel.
Yeah.
I'm going to spread my scent on you.
That's definitely not the way, because then the guy's going to be like, what the hell is wrong with you? Just like trying to rub myself like a cow.
I just want to hook up and then like, like, okay, all right, slow down.
Yeah. So she comes up and says, I just want to hook up with you, kisses you, and then starts rubbing on you. Yeah. It's like, well,
the heck?
Yeah. Who would have thought that would work on a college guy?
Be like, be cool, man, be cool.
Have you ever, in flirting, Alexis, have you ever done anything, you look back and be like, oh, what was I thinking? What was that? Like, why did I do that?
No, not that I can remember, because I don't get easily embarrassed.
Yeah,
but it's just like the realization of maybe I should just be a little nicer up front until they get to know me.
Yeah, if you missed it, she learned that over the weekend.
Yeah,
maybe in about 2 seconds. Like, where are you from? Yeah, how did a question like where are you from?
Yeah.
So ugly.
Like, where are you from? Rochester? No, he's at upstate in New York. And I said, ugh.
Gross.
Well, gross. Well, he also told me when I told him that I was originally from Boston, but I lived in Charlotte. He's like, oh, good for you for getting out. So.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes it a little bit.
Oh, but he made that the joke.
And mine was a joke, too.
Yeah, hers was a joke, too.
Mine's was a joke.
Yeah, no, he opened that up. Yeah, I kind of, I'm more on your side than I was.
Yeah.
I can see that.
You're still rude, but...
Okay. Yeah. And upstate New York, that's like their thing is being rude.
Exactly.
Did he say it with a smile? When he said, like, good for you for getting out.
Yeah, and then I said it with a smile, too. And then he's like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, how are you going to talk about me being from Boston and you're from upstate New York, dude? I was like, come on now.
Get real, kid.
Yeah. Like, let's be serious. What do you guys have? The trash plate? Whoa.
Yeah.
We have a City of Champions. Yeah. So.
Deal with that. You piece of shit. Right.
Exactly. You dumbass. Yeah. Wasting my time. Yeah, I can see maybe why he might have thought I was a little mean.
I bet your mama sucks, too. She's awful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Go back to upstate New York. Ain't nobody want you here.
Bye.
But you're seeing the error of your ways now.
Yeah. I mean, okay. I'm not saying that. I acknowledge that I'm not the best flirt and that I could be a little nicer at times. But, I mean, I just don't care.
Yeah.
Like, this is who I am. It's not like I'm being mean. I'm like, for real, for real. I have a very kind heart.
But your exterior just seems to be more gruff. Yeah.
Well, show me why I should be nice to you. You know, like, what makes you different than every other guy? Why should I give you my attention right now?
Who?
So.
Hmm.
Is that, like, messed up to think that way?
No.
I just feel like if you're coming up...
It is. I'm trying to think how to phrase this.
But if you're coming up to a woman...
Yeah.
And you don't have anything in mind that you're going to say, you're just going to be dumb. Like, you're coming up to me and you want me to give you my attention. Show me why I should give you my attention right now.
Because you get hit on a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And that's not me being cocky, but it's like, okay, I have a lot of guys that will talk to me wherever I go. Why should I entertain you right now? What makes you different? So, for example, like what Riggan said when, you know, when we were like flirting, when he was like about the cat hair, that was a great approach, because now you're not coming at me because of my looks. You're not coming to me with a cheesy line. You came with something that actually made me laugh. And now I'm like, okay, this guy is pretty cool. Let me see what else he's got to say.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I could have gone forever. You tried, Ace. That game was supposed to be where everybody tried to flirt with you.
It was so good. It was so good. Why carry on with more flirting?
Well,
it couldn't have gotten any better than that.
She liked me. She wouldn't even give me the time of day.
Yeah. Oh, I'm aware of that.
Yeah, because he hates cats.
That's true.
Not a big cat person.
He's not a cat person.
And I would have felt that in my soul.
Okay.
When he came up to me.
She would have just known.
You probably would have.
You two would not be good because... he does not back down.
Yeah.
And you're a very strong personality.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of need a guy that's not, not argumentative. That's not the right word. But he will push the subject.
Yeah.
She doesn't like that.
Because he's going to want to keep arguing, and I'm not going to want to argue. I'm like, no, like, you can have it, whatever.
Yeah.
But he's going to want me to say that he's right, and I'm not going to.
You want the same thing.
They wouldn't work because
I would admit when I'm wrong.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I absolutely will. I would say I'm wrong. Okay, I'm wrong about that.
But then you say I'm never wrong.
I didn't. Nope, I didn't say that. I'm just.
Have you not said that?
I didn't say
that. He definitely says that.
If I'm wrong, I'll be the first one to go, you know what? And I did that. I was wrong on that one. My fault.
What was the last time you were wrong about something? Do you remember?
Could you think of something? Oh, gosh. No, I just can't think of it off the top of my head. I mean, I don't.
It's been so long.
Yeah.
I've been pretty much killing it. I've been 10 out of 10.
I'm trying to think. Gosh, I really don't know.
See? He's like, I can't even think of a time.
But
I mean,
and maybe
like,
you are like, right most of the time.
Like saying,
but,
hey, I don't know. I'm sure. But I overreact to things often, or I can be temperamental and just frustrated with things, and that's wrong. You know, I'm the first one to admit that, hey, sometimes things just aggravate me that shouldn't, because I find them to be aggravating.
Yeah, I would give Ace some special brownies to calm the hell down. And you wouldn't know.
You're going to drug him?
I made you brownies. They're very relaxing. Yeah, there you go.
That means you're going to drug me.
Are you going to commit a felony?
Yeah.
No, right. It's just therapy.
Your Honor, that was therapy.
Yeah, what that was.
You're welcome.
Yeah, exactly. Made your job easier, dude. Yeah.
Well, the left side of his face is now frozen.
Yeah.
So.
But are you relaxed? Your face is relaxed. Yeah. I'm
great until I look in the mirror. Yeah, I know I'm not easy to get along with in some instances.
I don't think that I'm easy to get along with. If someone had to be with me every single day, there are times when I get very moody, and I can see that in myself. And it's almost like I'm having a tantrum as a kid on the inside, but it's like starting to come out. So that's why I always say, like, I need my own space. If I get married, I'm okay with having two houses.
Yeah, very independent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like time alone. I love it. Being left alone. I like coming home and nobody's there.
Yeah.
It's a relief. Like, I can just do what I want for a minute or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I've always been that way since I was a kid. Like, it was just fine. I don't know if that's from coming home without anybody being there because my mom was working or whatever. I don't know what that is. I've always liked it. I enjoyed living alone. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
You enjoyed living alone?
Yeah. Yeah. It was quiet. It was peaceful. It was quiet. I mean, I hated not being around my kids, but it didn't bother me.
And everything was where you left it, so you probably love that.
Yeah, and I didn't have anything. Oh. So
shit. Well, never mind then. I mean,
it wasn't that hard for the TV remote to be in the same place.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't sound very fun the way you describe that time alone. Yeah. It doesn't sound fun.
Well, it all depends on what you're dealing with. You go through, there's the time period when it first started, and it was not cool at all. I was miserable. And then you kind of reach a point where, okay, this is going to end up, we're getting divorced. Now I have to start living a life.
Yeah.
And I kind of moved I moved out of the little one bedroom to this other place. And like, okay, now I have a bedroom where each of my kids can come and spend the night. And I got furniture.
Right.
You know, I was renting a furniture. I had a couch with no arms.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's very chic.
Very odd and weird. I didn't like it. It was just weird.
No arms.
No swear.
Rented.
I lived in a one bedroom apartment. So what, did
you just sat there like this, like with your arms straight down? I just
sit up.
Doesn't sound
like seem party. Relaxing.
No. Yeah, I just sit up with my feet on the table and, that was it.
Smell, you could lean to the side because you topple over.
Yeah. Couldn't lean to the side, nothing like that.
So, yeah, it doesn't sound very funny. So
it wasn't honestly. Fun at
And then
all.
You ate peanut butter, like, just for dinner, like, scoops of peanut butter.
Yeah, but a lot of that, now, to be fair, a lot of that is just, like, there's food here, but I don't feel like making food for just me. I just eat some peanut butter because I love peanut butter. This is great. So that was when I moved, and when I moved to the other place, it was like, okay, I bought some furniture.
Yeah.
Like, I had a bedroom and a bathroom.
It was a nice place.
There was a place that had, like, my kids could come and stay, and they could sit. We could have dinner. That,
you had a couch with
arms. Like, I had a couch
with
arms.
He had a couch and chair, too.
What? Not a whole chair.
It was a chair, too.
Yep.
No, it was very nice.
And I had a couch, and it had a couple chairs, and I was like, man, this is cool. The only drawback was I couldn't sit outside because I didn't have a balcony or anything.
Yeah.
But still, it was like four times bigger than I had before.
You had a patio.
When?
At the townhouse?
Oh, no, I'm not talking about the townhouse. I'm talking about the apartment that I had. My second apartment was just a three-bedroom apartment. The townhouse I loved. I loved it over there.
Nice.
Yeah, it was very cool. I loved it over there. So, yeah. So then things got, then I had a life at that point.
Sketchy. Sketchy. Sketchy.
That part was okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nope.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
If you think you are hiding internet activity by using incognito mode or something like that, you are tragically mistaken. It does not matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. And they sell that information. That's how you get targeted for ads and that type of thing. That's why you never go online without using ExpressVPN. It doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. ISPs in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. And ExpressVPN keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. And it's available on all your devices, phones, computers, even your smart TV. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link, expressvpn.com/ACETJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/ACETJ. expressvpn.com/ACETJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Family. Let's go!
Rob, are you and Meredith are you a compatible couple housewise?
What does that mean?
Like living together?
Does the way you live... you like to live, is it compatible with the way she likes to live? Does one of you, for example, Amanda likes to cook. She likes to shop for the groceries, that kind of stuff. I like doing laundry. And so it kind of works together. She does most of the cooking. I do most of the laundry, that kind of thing. You know what I mean?
I would say.
Where we butt heads is like keeping things picked up.
Yeah, I think Meredith is more of a clean freak than I am. That's about the only thing that I would say is not compatible. Like,
okay,
she is very insistent on sparkling clean. I'm just okay if it's just basically clean.
I like the way you phrase that.
Basically.
Whatever that means.
Basically clean, you mean if it's not real damn filthy.
Yeah, well, if it's not like dirty. If it's not gonna make me sick.
Rob. That's horrible.
Do you have a problem with dishes in the sink, Rob?
No, I put them in the dishwasher whenever they need to go.
Yeah, but I mean, if you were leaving them in the sink, would that bother you?
No, it wouldn't bother me, but I don't do it because I know it would bother her.
Okay, that was going to be my question. Yeah. Okay, there you go.
Good answer. She likes it sparkling clean.
When I lived with my cousin, there were many a dish in the sink.
You know what? Oh, based on the way you've described your life with your cousin when y'all lived together, I'm not shocked by that.
I mean, with the sock flipping across, like kicking your sock off. That's the best.
That would kill me having just dishes in the dishwasher. Oh, I couldn't.
I had clean ones available.
No, it's not even about that. It's just like walking in and knowing that you have dishes that would drive me crazy.
Nah. Yeah, it's fine. I don't know that I'd care about that as much.
Oh, I do.
But that's not my thing.
Yeah.
So, right. I'm not a fan of dishes in the sink.
Either. No, like right now I know I have dishes in the sink and I've been thinking about it all morning. I can't wait to get home and wash them.
But you're meticulous about other things, Rob? Like what's something
here? I'm meticulous about organization of things once they're put up. Like all of my movies and stuff used to have to be in alphabetic order.
That's true.
My video games currently are in alphabetic order.
Isn't that funny?
And yeah.
So it sounds like it's your stuff that you take very good care of.
Well, I mean, she's not really big on stuff, so she doesn't have nearly as much stuff as I do. So I would take great care of her stuff as well.
If she had stuff.
Yeah, if she had stuff.
If she had it.
That makes sense.
But, you know, we saw those pictures of the board games. There's hundreds of board games, and those are just kind of piled up.
Yeah.
They're on a shelf, though.
The board games in your car are all messed up all over the place.
That's true.
It's interesting how you pick like the movies and the video games to be
alphabetized. The board games are in varying sizes, so it would be a nightmare to try and organize those by alphabetic order as well.
Yeah.
Because I tried to do that to begin with, and I just found that I didn't have the room to do that. So.
Yeah.
Because certain ones have to go with certain other ones because they take up the right amount of space that way.
Right. And there's a lot of them, too.
Yeah, there's a lot of board games.
You have shelves to hold all the board games?
Yeah, so I think it's not the exact brand that IKEA has, but it's an IKEA Kallax, K-A-L-L-A-X is the kind of brand, it's a knockoff of that.
Yeah.
But
it would have to be the size of a Honda Civic.
It's like 13 by 13 inch each square. And then I have, I think I have a 4x4 one of those and a 3x4 one of those.
Holy cow. I mean, he's got 80 of the board. And they're not like board games like Life, like where they're an inch tall.
Yeah.
They're the thickness of like two Bibles.
Most recent one took up my whole stove. I remember I showed you, I think I showed you guys that one.
Yeah, the one that you were waiting on the ship for it.
Yeah, that was the one that was on the actual ship. Yes,
trying to cook
from China.
Meredith's trying to cook dinner, and she's like, "Can you move a Bard's Tale? Can you move this Mighty Morphin Power Rangers video game board game?"
Yeah, see, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, on Tuesdays I pull that game out because my cousin will come play on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, and then on Wednesday night I have to pack it up, and it takes like an hour to get everything sorted.
That's crazy.
It's wild, but it's a fun game. I enjoy it.
Yeah. That's interesting.
I'm not playing anything that takes me an hour to sort. That just...
Yeah.
That's to put it up.
Yeah.
No, that's too much work.
Playing each individual round is like maybe 5 minutes to set up.
Okay.
What did you say about Meredith? She's got what?
She's a saint.
She's a saint?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, we're just talking about his shortcomings. She's probably got, like every other person, she's probably got shortcomings that he puts up with.
Yeah, well, his shortcomings are pretty long.
His shortcomings are long comings.
Long comings. For real.
So what do you feel are some of Meredith's shortcomings, Rob?
I think the fact that she cleans so much is a shortcoming.
No, that is not a shortcoming, Rob.
I hate that she cleans too much.
That's so annoying.
God, you really got it tough, don't you? She's just cleaning all the time.
So annoying how clean my house is all the time.
Bullshit. I hate it.
Oh my God, you're the worst.
That's an all-time great answer. What's one of her? She just won't stop cleaning.
Clean all the time. Thank God someone in your relationship wants to clean all the time.
That's a great answer, though.
Because you're leaving messes out.
Exactly. Like, what is she supposed to do?
It's like, I wouldn't. I mean, I'd like to have a hobby, but I'm spending off
cleaning after you.
I'm trying to get the board games off the stove. I got Yahtzee in the oven. I'm about to kill you.
The only other thing I would say is she sleeps too much. Far too much.
Yeah.
Like 10 hours every day. It's wild.
You've worn her out. She's been cleaning all day.
Exactly. That's why it all started to make sense now.
So I've been mopping for 6 hours.
Trying to get those everything bagel crumbs off the floor and sweep your hair off the porch.
Like, and she cuts my hair.
Sheesh. That's a lot. You got that girl working.
Yeah, she's going to have to cut my hair today.
So. she better stop cleaning and cut my hair. Put your damn broom down and get in here and clip my hair.
That's the way I heard it in my head, too. She's going to cut my damn hair.
If that vacuum doesn't get put up right now,
pick up my socks and cut my hair.
Yeah, she has to like pick up his flingy socks. Oof.
She doesn't have to.
Well, if she doesn't do it, who's going to do it? Not you.
She doesn't want them on the floor.
I will do it when I need socks. I need socks.
Oh, God.
It's a 12 pair. Make it down on the floor.
So, Rob, are you the guy that throws his clothes close to the hamper and just leaves them there?
No, I have them in a hamper. Okay. It's under, like, my clothes hang on up above them, and then the dirty clothes are right underneath.
Okay. Well, that's a positive move. Was it always that way, or did Meredith kind of get you started doing that?
No, I've always had a hamper somewhere.
Okay. That's good.
It makes it easy. Well, it's more for ease for me than anything else. It's not not being slovenly. Yeah. It's just they're all ready to go and go in the washer whenever I'm ready.
You see why Rob would be the hardest to date?
Well, she doesn't find it that difficult.
Yeah, we've been together for
7 years.
We haven't asked her that.
Yeah, I think we have, actually.
Oh, I mean,
I'm going to ask her.
Go ahead.
You know what's wild? We had an event. I got like a small insight
That was a long time ago, wasn't it?
No, when we were at this this event a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
I saw them interact kind of privately, and it was weird.
What was it like?
I don't know. I don't even want to say that because I don't even want to put it out there.
No, that's fine.
We were at the bar or something, and we were all up there, and she was like, "Rob, come on," and he was like, "Well, go sit down then." Like they kind of got a little snippy with each other.
We do,
and it was so fun to watch because like we just never get to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember,
she fired one at him, and he fired one right back at her real quick, and it was like, "Oh, this is good."
Spicy.
But yes. Remember that time at that bar before Ace's band played? You also got another insight into it, and then it's
yeah.
the same. It's
oh,
the same
that's situation. Right. Yeah. I forgot about.
I thought
that.
That's what you were going to be referencing.
Yeah, they got it. We were coming to see you play. At something
at the underground,
yeah,
we were at small bar or whatever it is.
Yeah, we were at this bar, and yeah, I got there and it was Rob and his girlfriend Meredith and one of their friends, I think, and I don't know. They just started kind of sniping back and forth at each other, and I was like, "Oh, this is crazy!" Like I never saw it because we don't get to see them together a lot. But it was interesting to see. I'm fascinated by Rob's life, every aspect of it.
What is it about Rob's life that fascinates? Is it the secretness of it?
Maybe partly, but like I don't know. I can't even put my finger on it.
Well, you've always said,
I know.
You've always said that you're like, Rob's he's a boss.
Yeah, he knows what he wants. He's like, take it or leave it. This is what you get. But I just think inside that house, like I want to see what's doing. I love the dynamic of it.
Like if they had a live stream, you'd be watching it all the time.
Yeah, I think he's the most interesting person on the show to watch.
Really?
I disagree with you 100%.
No, I mean, there's alphabetizing of the video games. There's board games all over.
There's haircut.
There's haircut, and she's cleaning, and he's like, "Shut up!" I'm watching this
anime.
Turn
the vacuum off. I'm on
YouTube. Reading a book, right? When she like studying something, she's like, "Can you turn it down a little bit?" And he's like, "I'm watching."
she was doing something for her master's degree.
Yeah.
And I was watching anime, and I had it turned up. It wasn't even in English.
That's
and
horrible.
He wouldn't turn it down.
She's like, "Can you just turn it down a little bit?" He's like,
"Part of the experience."
Yeah.
Oh my God, Rob.
She's working on her master's. He's watching anime, and he won't turn it down.
Like Japanese. I mean, that is amazing.
And to this day, he still doesn't see what's wrong with that on his part.
Like I was watching it.
So, yeah, I was watching it.
She came into my room, my space.
Yeah.
She wanted to spend time with you.
She was working on her master's.
She just wanted to feel your energy around her energy.
Well, I was tired of feeling her energy.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So that's what I sent to him. We have a Zoom call every Monday at like 10:15 Eastern. It's me and Rob and Alexis and Adam. Adam, the business manager. And Alexis just wanted to know, are we having that call today? And does Adam have anything good or just his regular dumb shit? that's what I emailed him. Hey, are we doing the Zoom today? Alexis wants to know if you have anything good or just your regular, quote, dumb shit.
It's a valid question.
Yeah, I'm waiting to hear back.
But it is a valid question.
Well, to be fair, last week he said at the end, the rest of us can go in an email. I'm like,
well, so far,
that shit you just did could have gone in an email.
The two that we've had so far could have all been in an email.
I don't know that we could have expressed our confusion we had last week in an email, though.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam, you gotta love him.
You do. He's a lovable guy.
He is.
Yeah, he's something, all right. He is something.
You know, one of the trivia questions last week was, what's the name of Ace and TJ's business manager? And we got more responses to that than any other trivia question. A lot of people know Adam.
Yeah.
Because we talk about him.
Press release. That was one of the best clips ever.
He loves a press release.
He loves a press release.
Yeah. I don't know. Did anybody ever pick up any of those press releases? And
yeah, it was in People Magazine.
Yeah. And
New York Times.
What's Mr. Todd doing here?
Hello, Mr. Todd.
Test some stuff out.
Oh, okay.
Looking sexy flying.
I know. Like, okay. Wearing your little shorts.
What's up, shorts?
What's up, shorts?
Oh, what's going on?
Okay, what's up, shorts? Look at them cheeks.
Oh, shit. Shorts is here.
What kind of shoes are those? Hey, dudes.
Oh, hey,
dude.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
Shorts got him some hey, dudes.
Mm-hmm.
Showing off their calves.
Yep.
Good old shorts. Oh, my
God. Booty cheeks looking
plump. Glad you came today, aren't you?
What did you say, Alexa?
I said booty cheeks looking plump, plump.
Smells good.
Okay.
Damn, he just walked in.
You're
in the spotlight today, buddy.
Yeah. Your nipples are always hard, too. Like, all the time, just like Ace.
Random.
Well, control your nips, bro. Both of you.
Control your nips, bro.
I just can't help it. I mean... They're just there all the time.
Hey, dude, control your nips.
Control your nips, dude.
I can't help it.
You got a haircut. Looks good.
Thanks. Yeah, I would control him if I could. I didn't know who you're talking to for a minute, Todd. Sorry. Like, you're talking to me?
You know, Todd gets a haircut every 2 weeks or something like that? Every 2 weeks. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
He's got good hair, though.
He's got really good hair.
He's got product in it.
Ooh, you got some product in your hair?
You use product, Ace?
Yeah, a little bit.
What do you use?
I don't know. It's I don't know. Yeah, it's in a brown jar, like a gray square
like a,
thing.
Like a pomade?
Yeah, kind of, just like, you know.
A wax?
Yeah, I'm trying to decide what to do. I'm thinking I'm just going to shave it off.
You can go bald?
Not bald. I just might cut it down or something. I don't know.
You could get a toupee, too,
you know,
if you
it's
want.
Thinning out a little bit. I'd like to go get some, do that thing where they put...
Hair plugs.
Take hair and put it in the top. Mm-hmm. You know, like little plugs or whatever.
It's expensive.
Because I know it's very expensive. I've seen people that do it, though, and it works.
Yeah.
Like it works. Because I saw a picture of me about 5 years ago, and I was like, damn, I had good hair then. I don't know what happened to it.
I'm shocked. Every time I see a picture from not too long ago, I'm like, he had a ton of hair.
Yeah. That's what stress will do.
That wasn't meant to be like a slammer or anything, but I just, He had a ton of hair.
I had a lot of hair. And then I think it's two things. One, I think a lot of it. Is that I messed with it too? Like I think the straightening iron probably hurt it some. That was probably a dumb move.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not the smartest thing I could have been doing with my hair. I think a lot of it's
stress.
A lot of it's genetics.
Yeah,
I don't know if stress has anything. If stress will make you lose your hair,
some people
say it will. Some people say it won't. I don't know.
I think you look at your mom's father to determine your hair as you get older. Say if your mom's dad.
Yeah.
What kind of hair
he does had. Say stress and hair loss can be related.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my grandfather had never was bald, but he had like his hair and mine were very similar. It's kind of wavy hair. He had it cut very short, obviously as men of the time did. But yeah, I don't know. I would do that though. I would go get go somewhere and get plugs and all put in and have good hair back.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very expensive.
Very expensive, but the downtime, I don't even think it takes a long time to bounce back.
Yeah, but the way I was thinking about it the other day, like, look, I don't know what it costs, but say it costs $10,000. Am I going to be able to retire on $10,000? Nope. Might as well go get it done.
Yeah. Spend it while you got it.
That's a great way to look at life.
You know what? If that's all I got left, am I going to retire? Is 10 grand going to help me retire?
Oh my God.
Nope. Might as well have good hair.
That's a good point.
Hell yeah.
Can they take, is it have to be hair from the back of your head?
That's where they usually take it from.
Yeah,
the donor
it's
got to
be usually from. Yeah, you okay. got. It's got to be your own hair, I think, to make it work.
You can't not just like, put, like pubes.
Yeah,
up
there. Yeah. Can you just hair pubes?
His hair looks like he's got a head of pubes.
Your hair got really curly and stringy.
Yeah. Part of the top looks good, but the front part looks very odd, curly.
You look like Bob Ross.
But only in the front.
Wiry pubes.
Looks really weird when it gets wet.
It's already awkward to ask if somebody has a toupee. Imagine, like, can I ask you a personal question? Did you just glue pubes
on your head? Onto your head?
What? It's just like patches of pubes.
Because it looks like that.
Oh, God, that'd be so hilarious.
That's my hair. I just filled it in with pubes.
Put some spirit gum on my forehead and threw them on it.
You know, you gotta recycle.
How does it look? Took me forever to grow it. How does that look?
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Try biotin. You know, a lot of people take biotin.
Yeah, biotin's good.
Good for your hair and nails.
Yeah.
Got biotin oil. Put it on your scalp. Massage it in. You know.
Yeah, it's just a lot of money. If I had the money, I would do it, but I don't have the money. I don't need to be spending money on that right now. I got much more important things to spend money on.
Well, shave it down. Just go.
I've thought about just buzzing it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it would look terrible, but it's going to look terrible either way. So might as well buzz it down. I have to deal with it.
She said a toupee. Would you ever consider a hairpiece?
No. No. Not worry about that.
What about a comb over?
No.
A pew piece?
A pew piece is what you said?
Take you to Party City and get a wig.
Yeah, I think I'd go like, I'd rather just buzz it down and do like the Edge from U2 and always wear one of those cool little skull caps all the time or something, you know?
Yeah. Is that
like
what his
LL
hair
Cool
looks
J
like?
Does a lot of times. I don't know what his hair looks like. I've only seen with that little hat thing.
He's always got the hat
on. You see, LL's always got the hat on. That'd be the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do something like that all the time.
LL's got a big head.
I think I could probably do something different with it, too. I just haven't messed with it.
Like what kind of different?
I don't know. Like if it were styled differently.
Like cornrows?
I was thinking that. Cornrows.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Man bun in the back.
Oh, you could do like me. I'm working on a top pony.
Are you?
Yeah. Until I can get a real pony because it's just not long enough yet.
Are you growing yours out, Rob?
Yeah, the top part.
You're going to have a man bun?
No, I'm going to have a ponytail.
Oh.
The top. You're going to do the top pony?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I can do a top pony right now. I want the ponytail on the back of the head.
Like at the bottom?
What? No. At the back of the top.
Oh, okay.
I'm still going to shave the sides and the back.
Wait, that's so crazy. Can I?
A la, you may not say a la Brock Lesnar these days, Rob. Is that what you're going for?
Let me look at what he looks like right now.
Can you do pigtails?
Yeah, currently he has his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's doing the top.
Yeah, I think that's pretty similar.
Okay.
Let me see.
Cool.
But his is going to be way longer than I expected to be.
Yeah, that's going to be wild, Rob.
He's got thicker hair than I do currently.
Oh, that's a ponytail.
Oh, Miss Todd, you pulled a cam rope.
I know. I got it. I'm just trying to do a show.
Talking about Rob's ponytail.
Rob, soon to be ponytail. It's going to look so huge with a ponytail.
I'm trying to make it sound like this is one of the most important broadcasts in podcast history. I just stood it back up and you knocked it over again.
Oh, yeah. God.
This is going great.
Does Howard Stern put up with this bullshit? I did not.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's cute.
Yeah, I can't wait. I didn't know this was happening.
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Nice.
Who knows how long?
I'm going to bring in my teasing comb and tease it for you.
How close are we to completion, Rob?
I don't know. I have hair ties at home, so I'll find out tonight.
Oh, nice. Nice.
You have to have your hair ties match your t-shirt.
My hair ties are going to match my hair. That was my plan.
Yeah. That's
like a good call. I got really dark ones.
Stay black on that.
Yeah,
I miss having long hair when I could do stuff like that with it. I don't miss having long hair. I miss having long hair for fun sometimes. You know?
Yeah. I should braid my beard too.
Hell yeah, like a Viking.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Welcome to Valhalla, bitch.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
I should know this. I'm just trying to think. I don't think either of my kids ever had chicken pox.
Really?
I don't think so.
Chicken pox. What do they call it, chicken pox?
That's a good question.
You know, did it come from a chicken?
Probably so. They thought it did or something.
The chicken pox.
Good assumption.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, that shit sucks.
It is the worst.
They were thought to look like chickpeas.
Oh.
Yeah. I think I had them in the third grade, I think. And then my sister got them right after. And my mom very well may have been one of those, okay, go in the room in there with your brother because I want to get all this out of the way one time. While we've got everything. Let's wrap this up, man.
It's like giving the germs over on purpose.
Yeah, because when I grew up, every kid I know had chicken pox at some point. And they would hit school and be passed around or whatever. And the sooner you got it, the better off you were. Wait, let's see.
It's the worst.
Okay. Yeah, he'd never had them. I didn't think so. But I'm almost positive my sister had them right after me. And in hindsight, I look back, my mom was one of those. Let's everybody go get them now. Let's get it out of the way. You know,
I don't have any scars though. That's a good thing because I scratched a lot.
Yeah. I'm telling you, my mom took tube, you know, because it was the 70s, and they took tube socks and pulled them up like past my elbow so that I couldn't scratch. That if I rubbed anything, I was just rubbing on socks on socks like that. That was a brutal experience.
I only have like one scar, and it's if I don't have a beard, you can see an exclamation point on my face.
An exclamation
point. I mean, that's what it looks like. So one long one and a small one underneath.
I have to go to the dermatologist next week, I think, just, you know, for a checkup or whatever. And they do a full body search for cancer.
Moles and freckles. Yeah.
It's like a full body search. Yeah. They're going to be in your privates.
Probably.
They'll it's be full checking body. Them. Yes, that's what full body means.
Exciting.
Looking to see if there's anything there to be aware of. Let's hope not.
Yeah. That's probably why I'm going to have to stop going to the pediatrician. When I go there, they say, yeah, I need you to tinkle in this cup. Yeah. Man, I'm 34.
And they won't do a prostate exam.
Like, they won't do that either.
Maybe you're the one that needs to reevaluate, sir.
That's my doctor. I mean, tell him to stop working here then. That's my doctor. I can't help that.
Yeah, so they do the whole thing. They're like, hey, you're comfortable with doing this? Like, comfortable being nude? I'm like, yeah, it's whatever, man. It's the doctor's the doctor. But because, you know, Amanda's dad had that skin cancer. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, you know what? Let's go get checked out just to be safe.
Yeah,
anytime something like that happens with anybody, you get paranoid. I know that's what it is, but it's like, I still want to go. That's a good paranoia to have.
Yeah, it's you should always be checking in preventative care. Oh, I'm checking.
I'm always checking. I'm always checking my body for problems.
Issues. I bet that's what
you're doing. And it sounds so weird.
He's stay checking.
I stay checking.
Hands on my body all the time.
I know all the crooks and crannies of my body.
The what now?
The crooks and crannies.
I don't think that's a real thing.
It is. That's how I say it.
Crooks and crannies.
Crooks and crannies.
Nooks.
No, I say crooks and crannies.
Well, you're saying it incorrectly.
I know that.
Okay.
It's like Louise's, what do I say? Jesus Louise's.
Well, that's different.
I just like saying things in my own way. Leave me alone.
Okay.
Crooks and crannies.
Yeah, I've never sweat that, though, at the doctor. Like, look, this is the doctor. They got to do, you know.
Yeah, it's not their favorite thing either.
Yeah, it's not enjoyable, but what are you going to do? They're the doctor. That's what you have to go do.
My doctor enjoys it. Shut up.
Oh, my God. Shut up. Yeah.
He loves it.
He loves it. He's like, oh, my God, I'm so blessed to be her doctor. Yup.
Oh,
damn. And that's what you like that he thinks this way? You think that's what he thinks?
Well, he's a very old man, so, you know, like, let him have his fun while he's still here.
He's Alexis. He's a doctor. He just does his work.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think he gets out of it?
Just you know, he gets to get a peek at the goods. Like,
bring that spicy little Latina back here.
Yeah,
I'm ready for her. Bring that little pot of chili back here. I'm take a look.
That little jalapeno.
You think he's getting
pepper.
His rocks off?
I mean, I'm sure that I'm not saying he's getting his rocks off, but I'm sure he's like, oh, nice.
I mean, what a. I mean, you better.
Someone in here places an extreme amount of value in how good they look.
That was. That's pretty classic.
Yeah.
When you know, you know.
How old do you think he is?
He's probably like in his 70s.
Yeah. White guy?
Mm-hmm. Yep. The last time I went to go see him, he was talking to me about some trucks with potatoes falling out of it as he's all up in my stuff. And I'm
he
like,
he said, I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. Is that what he was like?
It's like weird. I was like, okay.
Potato trucks.
Potato trucks.
Potatoes coming in real good today.
Yeah. He's like old country doctor.
Oh, he's not really country, but that's why it was so random. That's why I think that he was just impressed and he needed to talk about something very fast so that he didn't get distracted.
Oh, my God.
You know?
What do you know about potato trucks?
That's the only solution I have. That only
is,
answer.
That is an interesting take on that, that you believe that your doctor is, quote, unquote, what did you say? Did you say it or did Riggins say getting his rocks off?
I mean, I asked, but yeah. Clearly implied that he was loving it when he got to inspector.
I said, I didn't say that he was getting his rocks off. I just said that I'm sure he was impressed. That's all.
Interesting.
Nice. This thing is nice. 10 out of 10. Very nice. I've had a lot of patients today, and this is by far my favorite.
Yeah.
For sure.
Glad I got a lunch break next.
Well.
And? He's just a general practitioner? Or is he OBGYN?
OBGYN. Yeah. Yep. That's what I'm saying. He gets to look at all the goods.
Yeah.
And the not so good.
Yeah, right.
Even those are good, Rob. Shut up.
Well.
I mean, if I was a guy doctor and I was, you know, I'd be having taken mental notes.
Yeah. Like, this is why this you're not nice. A doctor.
Okay.
Exhibit A.
In other words, you're saying if you were a guy doctor, you'd be incredibly unprofessional.
No, well, yeah, but as a female and I had a guy
and
patient.
A pervert, yeah.
Does he make comments about it or anything?
No.
That's good.
But you know,
he's thinking
like,
it.
But he's like grabbing my boobs and like having a normal conversation. It's very like, it's funny actually.
Because he's the doctor.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
What doctors
but
do.
He's like all up in there, like just squishing and rubbing and talking about potatoes. I'm like, dude, what?
Okay.
What? The OBGYN? Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Because they check everything.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. They do, yeah. In case like there's any lumps or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Or if they're just really hot.
Or they're just really nice.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.